Ladies and gentlemen, the supposed jury, Chef's attorney would certainly want you to believe that his client wrote Stinky Britches 10 years ago, and they make a good case. Hell, I almost felt pity myself. But ladies and gentlemen, the supposed jury, I have one final thing I want you to consider. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chewbacca. Chewbacca is a Wookiee for the planet Kashyyyk, but Chewbacca lives on the planet Endor. Now think about it, that does not make any sense. Why would a Wookiee, an 8-foot-tall Wookiee, want to live on the planet Endor with a bunch of 2-foot-tall Ewoks? That does not make sense. And more importantly, you have to ask yourself, what does this have to do with this case? Nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, it has nothing to do with this case. It does not make sense. Look at me. I'm a lawyer defending a major record company, and I'm talking about Chewbacca. Does that make sense? Ladies and gentlemen, I am not making any sense. None of this makes any sense. So you have to remember, when you're in that jury room, deliberating and conjugating the Emancipation Proclamation, does it make any sense? No, ladies and gentlemen, as opposed to the jury, it does not make sense. If Chewbacca lives at Endor, you must acquit. The defense rests. I'm David.
And he's back.
Take a fucking breath, man. Take a breath.
Got it. I got it all pretty much in one. Couple of little whiskers there and here and there, but actually, I'm pretty proud of that one. Yeah, there we go. I've still got all my air. It's all back.
Oh, it's a shame. It's a shame. It's only a special appearance. A special appearance from me.
Yeah, I won't be able to talk to him. He did take advantage of it the way he was.
He will get ill again. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, well.
It will happen again.
I expect an actual intro. I mean, last week, if you don't know what we're talking about, and you did because you didn't listen last week, I was ill. I couldn't talk very much. I couldn't do my intro. We did a long-ass tournament, which we eventually split into two episodes. Well, the main episode and the idle chat. Liam did a great job editing that, I have to say, considering that, you know, we didn't record an outro in the main episodes.
So yeah, you know. I had to basically record an outro. I used the same outro for both episodes, but I kind of had to record something on my ones. I tried about 3 or 4 times and was like, you know what, fuck it, I did it on my phone. I literally just spoke into my phone on the editing software and it worked.
So we apologize if that was a bit abrupt or, like, you know, anything about that. But, you know, we flew by the seat of our pants last week. It was a good job that we got the episode out as it was. And, you know, it was a really good tournament episode. And we're back this week. I'm feeling a lot better. So, you know, normal service has been resumed. And if you would like to wish me well with my continuing in good health, you can on our socials at Wait What Pod Trio on the Twitter. No, X.
And that's how it's done, Liam.
Hey, listen, I didn't do it too bad.
He did that part really good.
Yeah.
We have a YouTube channel, Liam.
Wait, what, Pog? It was more fun talking to myself doing that. It was quite good. I was talking to myself. And it was great. Yes. We're all up to date. I will say that's the first video where we've actually got a recording from when we were not ready for it. We weren't ready for it. We didn't know we were being recorded. So that's worth looking at because,
well,
there's copious amounts of chair swinging and not looking at the screen.
the video ain't up on YouTube, is it?
It will be, yeah. It will be now. It will be at this point. I was, I had it ready to go, but I didn't have time to make a thumbnail. But I will say the editing for this one, considering that we had an intro, but no point of where to go from in the video, I literally sat there and had to watch the first hour to find the point. And I was like, and I found it. There was about 12 seconds where it didn't, nothing was important. And I was like, out. Get out.
You, op it.
Yeah, op it. And yeah, to be fair, it actually came out quite well.
Cool. Well, yeah. Well, I don't doubt your work. So yeah, check that out. It should be up now. And this week, in light of the big movie award ceremony that happened not too long ago after we before we recorded this, check out like the reaction to that on our Idle Chat. This will come out on this Saturday or this weekend. But what we are going to do this week is just talk about some of the upcoming movie releases that are going to be coming up in this next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's plenty of movies that were really good last year. So now we're going to look at the ones that are coming up this year. It's a big year for movies, a lot of sequels and stuff like that, which are going to be shitting on, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to go from there. 2024. Do you guys even go to the cinema anymore? I've been to the cinema like 6-7 times last year.
No,
not really. No.
And this is a Marvel movie. Since, Liam goes.
Even still. Still no. Still no. It has to be a specific. The last film I went to see in the cinema was. Oh. I want to say Endgame, but I'm sure I've been since.
Hmm. So you consume all your movies through like streaming services then?
Pretty much, yeah. Don't forget, a lot of the Marvel stuff comes out on Disney not long after. No, tell a lie. The last one I went to see in the cinema was Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness.
When
that was the last one. That came out first.
Whatever it was.
That came out first.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, no, I would have been lying anyway. But yeah, Doctor Strange was the last one I saw. It was fucking damn good. But no, I don't see like the last the Marvels that came out in the cinema. I weren't paying to see that. Well, I weren't paying any extra to see that. Let's put it that way. I waited for it to come out on Disney Plus, and I watched it there. And it was actually
quite good. I wasn't paying for that. I was going to illegally download it and stream it.
No, I've got Disney Plus, so I already pay for that. But I used that to watch copious amounts of other programs like Scrubs, and Alice has now decided to start watching Grey's Anatomy. She's in.
Watch House, right. Much better.
Roadhouse.
Anyway, we're currently in the month of March, so I just want to get some of the March movies that are coming out at the end of the month that I look interesting. First one I know Mitchell told me has mentioned the new Ghostbusters movie, Frozen Empire. It's got Paul Rudd. It's got Paul Rudd in it.
Yeah.
To be honest, the one before this was that after I think it was Afterlife, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's got Finn. It's got Finn Wolf. Is it Finn Wolfhard? Is that his name?
It was actually really good.
Yes, Wolfhard.
Wolfhard. Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
He's back, Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things, and also Paul Rudd, as I said, is in it. Patton Oswalt is going to be in it.
We're going to see this.
I was going to say the rumor is that the surviving Ghostbusters are still going to be in the film.
Yeah, so, they are accredited to be in it.
Ghostbusters 1 and 2 were so good. It's the only two I've seen. I refuse to watch the other ones.
Afterlife was really good. The way they brought the Ghostbusters in, like the original ones,
you're skipping the remake.
Yes. He's skipping the remake. He's also skipping International, wasn't that one? Or was that Men in Black?
Men in Black. No, that was
dog shit. I didn't like that.
I enjoyed that. I thought it was quite good.
I turned it off after 20 minutes.
Oh, well, I actually went to the cinema to see it. So, because
There is a new Men in Black. But the Frozen Empire one, I've seen the trailers of it. Looks promising at the very
least. It reminds me of. Was it the first one? The second one, where all the ghosts come out.
Got released.
Mm. It reminds me a bit like that.
Yeah, so it's like, as I said, Frozen Empire. I think the whole idea is that the ghosts have frozen the city and the busters have to go around and collect them all. You know, catch them, go catch them all.
Gotta catch ghosts. Them all. Ghostbusters.
Yeah, and as I said, Paul Rudd's in it. You know, it's normally a sign of quality.
Paul Rudd can only carry a film. Paul Rudd can only carry a film so far. I love that man, but he can only do so much.
I agree, but you know, it's
James Acaster's in it.
Okay, oh I love James Acaster, but you know, we'll see.
Has June 2 already come out at this point?
Yeah,
because I know loads of people have been talking about that.
My missus is all over June right now. She's like going through the backstory of June. I feel like she's even spoiled the movie for herself by now, kind of thing. But
probably.
I mean, I love I like the first one mainly for Jason Momoa, and I believe he died in the first one, so he's not going to be in the second one. So you know,
spoiler alert.
well, spoiler for the first one.
I haven't seen the first one.
I think I've seen parts of the first one, and what I saw was pretty good anyway.
I mean, the first one was really good. I mean, it was nominated for an Oscar. It was that good. The second one, I've heard good things about. I'll probably be dragged to see it, and I won't be disappointed when I go see it. So, you know.
All I've seen is pictures of Timothy Chalamet. That's all I've seen.
Yeah, he's in it. And Zendaya, obviously.
That's the, it. The one, like, that's the only...
Timothy Chalamet, he's playing the Chosen One, the Neo, the Luke Skywalker kind of character in it. Yeah, basically, where he's got the... he's been prophesied. Apparently, the prophecy says that it's supposed to be a girl, but he was obviously... In this reality, you're allowed to choose sex of your child when they're born. And his parents chose male when they probably should have chose female. So he doesn't know if he's the chosen one or not. It's just that's this is all the lore. As I said, my missus
is the chosen one.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate you.
Also, something else that looks pretty awesome that's coming out at the end of the month is Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire.
Oh.
I tell you, like, when it comes to, I mean, they've done Godzilla versus Kong, and now they're teaming up, and that's gonna be.
There's a whole universe, isn't there? There's a whole universe.
Yeah, all the monsters.
I went to see Kong Skull Island, the very first film that started all this in the cinema.
Was that the one with Jet Black?
No, that's just Kong. That's just King Kong. Yeah. No, this was the one that had. Tom Hiddleston in it.
Oh, okay.
I fell asleep halfway through. I fucking hated it. It was boring.
I mean,
and I paid to go see that too.
Last year, Godzilla Minus One, although it was like had a very low budget and stuff like that, had really great visual effects. So, you know, like something to be, I believe it's the same people on this one. So, you know, it could be something promising.
Is there something we're missing this month? Because there's 1, 2, 3, 4 films out on the same day. One's called The Reincarnation of Dracula. The other one's called The Seduction of Dracula. And then you've got The Resurrection of Frankenstein and Frankenstein versus Dracula.
I don't know what website you're on, Mitchell, but it seems you're getting all the movies.
You're getting all the horror. Don't forget, you've also got Nosferatu coming out soon as well.
That might be why.
Might be the anniversary.
Yeah. So yeah, that's just this month. I mean, next month, there's Monkey Man, which is the Dev Patel movie that he's directed.
You said there's a film called Monkey Man.
Yes, it's by Dev Patel from Skins and Slumdog Millionaire, more famously. He's directed a movie, I believe, with the Jordan Peele, that's it. Jordan Peele has produced the movie.
Gotcha.
And Dev Patel is directed the movie, and it's all, I believe it's all set in India and everything. And I've seen a trailer for it, and it looked really good and promising. It's like a kind of like Indian John Wick, is the way I saw it.
Ooh.
So yeah, exactly. It might be something worth checking out. That's at the beginning of April for your horror fans.
Escape from Germany is at the beginning of April as well.
Don't know what that is.
I assume their plan is to escape from Germany. Yeah. One would assume. I mean, I haven't got any written down. I've got films written down. I've not got months.
I can give you the synopsis of Escape Germany.
That's fine. I just wanted to go through some of the ones that are going to be coming out soon. If I know you've done many of your research on comic book movies, so we're going
to
be coming out.
I don't need to do research. It's in the grey, mate. I don't need it. I know when it's coming out. I know what's happening in it. Well, sort of. I mean, the weirdest one I've seen is the new Joker film.
All right. Is that going to be a sequel?
It is a sequel. Yeah, so it's Joker. It's called Joker Folie à Deux. It's weird because this is going to be a musical.
Really?
Lady Gaga is a douche, isn't it?
Is Lady Gaga a douche?
Well, she's Harley Quinn, so if that was a douche, then yes.
That is really good casting, in my opinion, by the way.
I mean, I'm interested to see it. I mean, obviously, the end of Joker is him pretty much going to Arkham for killing a therapist. Well, that's what they want you to believe anyway, because you don't You know, I don't know if you have you seen Joker?
Right, I've seen the first one.
So you've seen it. So you're led to believe, apparently, the second film, a majority of it is him in Arkham. Obviously, seducing Harley Quinn or Dr. Harleen Quinzel to basically turn her fucking psychotic. And nice. Apparently that's, I think it said something about him maybe even breaking out. Because Joker, apparently there is a Batman in that universe. But obviously, it's not been casted because it's in a separate universe to Robert Pattinson's.
Wasn't that the one supposed to be Michael Keaton coming back?
They thought about it, but Michael Keaton. The problem is Michael Keaton won't come back to it. I think because they want a whole new Batman. Because what they did with Michael Keaton is he was in The Flash, and they've reset the timeline.
Oh, okay.
So that's because obviously James Gunn is in charge of DC now, isn't he? He's in charge of it all.
They reset the timeline.
Well, no. They've reset the timeline because they wanted to do a Flash film, and the main Flash story is Flashpoint when he goes back in. Do you know what Flashpoint is?
I've heard of it.
So he goes back in time, saves his mum from dying, creates an alternate universe, he doesn't have his powers, Bruce Wayne dies instead of his dad, Batman kills people, uses a gun. Basically,
a ruddy gun.
He does have a right. He has two. He has two ruddy guns, actually. He has two. And his mum becomes the Joker because watching her son get killed in front of her, sends her psychopathic, and she loses her shit.
Is this still the Joker sequel?
No. This is Flashpoint. What I'm getting at is he asked about Batman. I was saying the reason they won't have a Batman, but that's why they reset the timeline. That Joker's completely separate. There's been rumors who's going to play that Batman, and there's rumors at the end of Joker 2, you might see said Batman. But I don't think you will, because it's all about
Nicolas Cage.
It's all. I fucking hope so.
That'd be good. Joker 2 is coming out at the beginning of October. I see October 4th. Yeah. I'd like to see Russell Crowe be the Batman, only for the Gladiator showdown.
Yeah. Are you not Batman?
Speaking of Gladiator, Gladiator sequel's coming out at the end of November.
Way too late, man. It's way too late.
They've changed it, though, ain't they?
The thing is about it, like, yes, it's called Gladiator 2, but from what I can see, this cast is like got nothing to do with the first one. Obviously, Joaquin Phoenix ain't in it, Russell Crowe's not in it, but Denzel Washington is in it, Pedro Pascal is in it.
I think Denzel Washington is the main character as well, isn't
it? Yeah, Denzel's the main character. I think the Paul Mescal, I think, is the main character, but Denzel is there as well. Pedro Pascal's in it. And Eddie Munson from Stranger Things, Joseph Quinn,
yes.
He's in it as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, Pedro Pascal is just winning cinema. He's winning cinema recently, to be fair.
Well, obviously, if this is going to be a successful movie, then yes. But
he's been in what? What's he been in so far? So Pedro Pascal's been in. He's not necessarily just cinema, but film and TV. Last of Us. He's a Mandalorian as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a Mandalorian. He's in Gladiator 2. He's just been cast as Mr. Fantastic in a new Fantastic Four film. It's all over the place.
He's great. He's the next Rami Malek.
Rami Malek is a very good actor. So
Matt Lucas is in this Gladiator 2 movie as well in some capacity.
Is he going to be dressed up someone from Little Britain?
Andy.
That means something, wouldn't it? Something. I am Lucius Maximus. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Don't care.
I like it.
As long as he doesn't dress up as Precious from Come Fly With Me, there, because he'll get in trouble for that.
But from what I can see, like, it looks like just inspired in the same kind of world. But Lucius is the son of Maximus's love, basically. So it's going to be the Russell Crowe's son
later on. It's going to be later on, isn't it? That's what's going to be. Yeah,
indeed. Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be Ridley Scott's still involved in it. So if he makes it work the same way, could be good. I mean, the last movie I saw, Napoleon, that had Ridley Scott directing it.
I still.
I mean, it was. I mean, no, you don't. It was big and epic, but a lot of people have been shitting on that movie.
No, but that's why I need to watch it. I need to see how bad it is.
It's not so bad, it's good, but I would say that it is still pretty bad. I like the actor who plays Napoleon in it. He got that.
Joaquin Phoenix, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, yeah. No.
Yes.
No, it's not. No, it's the guy. It's the guy from Dope Sick. I've seen him in loads of stuff. He's a really good actor. But you're going to get it in a minute.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix.
Was it?
Yeah, it's Joaquin Phoenix, yeah.
Oh, my bad. I thought I'd go and confuse with someone else. Napoleon Bonaparte. Yeah.
You got him confused with the Joker.
I got him confused with, I'm going to tell you in a little bit when I put in Dope Sick. Dope Sick's great as well. Michael Stahlberg. That's who I got him confused with. Yeah. Anyway, that's not about Napoleon. It's about Gladiator. Gladiator 2. It's coming out at the end of the year. Super 7 to look out for. So about something a little bit closer to, not nearer in the future. I've got Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which is coming out in May, another sequel.
Yeah. I've not really kept up. I watched Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I've seen that.
Yeah. There's no Franco in this anymore.
I haven't watched any of the others bar the first one. Not out of choice. It's just when they've come out, I've just not sat down and watched them.
I don't know if honest. I don't know if it's still Andy Serkis involved with the motion capture stuff.
I hope so, because he is just next level.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So good.
Yeah. I can't remember what the name of the head ape was. In fairness. In fairness, that character could be dead by now.
Oh no, he's not dead, he's in the trailer. Oh, what's his name?
Dave.
No, it's not Dave.
It's got Caesar.
Caesar.
No.
Yes, Caesar, yeah. Yes, it's yeah. Caesar, yeah. Cesar.
Yeah. I mean, it's they're really milking this Planet of the Apes kind of name for all it's worth. I still prefer the Mark Wahlberg one for how batshit insane it is and how crazy it ends, the Tim Burton one. But I did appreciate the Franco one that they done, especially the one where the apes actually like stopped. Actually, I have taken over, and now they're like riding on horses and shit like that. I think that's
War of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, that was a cool visual.
That was on that on like the Golden Gate Bridge?
I believe so. Yes,
I thought so. Cause I remember seeing like it on the trailer or something. Yeah.
There's also going to be another movie in the Mad Max franchise, Furiosa.
That looks quite good, to be fair.
Yeah. Mad Max was fantastic when they did
it. I've not seen the original ones. I've seen the Tom Hardy one, and I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Well, if it follows the same kind of concept, yeah. Chris Hemsworth's going to be in the Furiosa movie.
I've seen stills of it, so it does look good. It just reminds me of Rick and Morty, though, every time I see Mad Max. It reminds me of Rick and Morty.
I mean, as long as that's the same day as well.
Yeah, it's all about the kids' movie.
Yes, and I'm a bit disappointed in it.
What movie is it?
The Garfield movie.
So it's Garfield Bill Murray's is not
no longer Bill Murray. It's Chris Pratt.
The Samuel Jackson's in it, apparently.
It's Liam Frozen.
Big, that's a big maybe. But yeah. Samuel Jackson is in the Garfield movie as Garfield's father, apparently.
Okay.
So it'd be just, you know, if there's some motherfuckings in there, that'd be great. I'm so sick of motherfucking Garfield getting his motherfucking lasagna.
King Garfield.
I'm so sick of these motherfucking Mondays.
Snoop Dogg's in it. Snoop Dogg's in it. Called Snoop Cat.
Nicholas Holt's in it again from Skins.
Yeah.
Hannah Waddingham from everything.
Mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, she was. Is she the one who was in Ted Lasso?
Yes. Oof. Yeah. Bing Rames as well.
I can't believe they've changed. They've cast Snoop Dogg as Snoop Cat.
Well, he was Snoop Lion at one point, remember? So,
if he brings out more music and goes by the name of Snoop Cat, and then later on he's going to be Snoop Cat Dog.
Oh, with a woof and a purr.
What's wrong with Chris Pratt playing Garfield?
Yeah, he played Mario.
He played Andy from Parks and Rec.
Yeah, he did Mario all right.
But Bill Murray is good with Garfield.
But he did.
I prefer a Gazorp field personally.
You know the story of Bill Murray taking the Garfield's role.
I feel like I've heard it. Didn't even it was like a joke or something.
No, he saw the script was written by I think it was Cohen, and he thought that meant he was one of the Cohen brothers who did like No Country for Old Men and Fargo and all that kind of stuff. And then he'd already agreed to it by the time that he found out it was animated Garfield. And then they got him for the second one as well, the Tower Two Kitties. And he said titties then. Tower Two Titties. Sorry, that was the porno version. Also, well, that's in May. The month after, in June, another sequel, Bad Boys 4.
Leave it alone, man. Just leave it alone.
I'm guessing Mr. William Smith is in that. Vanessa Hudgens is in it, and it doesn't look like. Oh no, there's Martin Lawrence. Good.
No, he's in it. He's in it.
I was getting worried. Then I didn't see him here.
Well, it'd just be called Bad Boy.
Exactly. It's just been like not even Bad Boys.
So that'd be Bad Boy, Bad Boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when he comes for you, Bad Boy, Bad Boy?
Martin Lawrence couldn't keep his Will's wife's name out of his mouth.
True.
I didn't. Bad Boys 3, I swear, came out not too long ago.
Yeah, I've not seen it.
I think within the last 5 years. Yeah, in the last 5 years.
I love Bad Boys 1 and 2 too much to watch the third one. It's like Robocop 3. You just don't watch it.
I probably won't be seeing Bad Boys 4, but again, the sequelization stuff. I mean, Will Smith took ages to make Bad Boys 3, and now he's making Bad Boys 4 within 5 years.
Yeah.
Shows what happens when you can't choose your movies anymore, I suppose.
Exactly. As long as he doesn't do an After Earth 2, that's fine.
He's supposed to do a new Iron Legend, though, isn't he?
Why?
I am washed. Is that what it's called? I am washed.
I am Legend. The story finished. That was it.
Filmed two endings. They did one where he didn't die.
Yeah. The one that didn't air was much better. The one where it turned out that the monsters weren't monsters. They were trying to like protect themselves against Will Smith. It's the Black Mirror ending. If you watch that program, I'd rather see a sequel to I, Robot. That movie is criminally underrated.
I've never seen it.
It's a good movie.
Not out again. Majority of the films I haven't seen are not out of like preference. I just haven't got around to watching them.
So they're doing a remake of The Crow as well in the same month.
I've never seen that either.
Well, I've never seen the 90s version.
I mean, I've seen Sting, so you know, I imagine as I've got most of it there.
All I know is the infamous story of as obviously Bruce Lee's son that was the cast as The Crow, and a on-set accident resulted in his unfortunate passing. It's taken them 30 years to recast it, and they've cast Bill Skarsgård, the clown from it. He's going to be
that's a good casting. I like Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah, if you don't know what it is about, basically, it's the idea is that he and his missus like are brutally murdered, but he's given a chance to kind of like save himself
from eternal damnation. It's basically like it's like Spawn, but without really bad CGI.
Indeed, and with makeup.
So basically, what it is about a man that has a baseball bat, and he comes down from the rafters and he beats people up.
And he recently retired after going for glass. Retired.
Up the sting.
We're not talking about wrestling.
You said about recently. No, go on. Do Mitch's one first. Go on. I had a segue, but do Mitch's one first.
Do you have the Pixar sequel, Mitchell, on your
Inside thing? Out 2?
Yes. I didn't see Inside Out 1, did you?
I did.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's one of Alice's favourite films. Makes her cry.
But they've added more emotions in this one.
They have definitely made it more
anxiety.
Anxiety, depression.
Embarrassment.
Embarrassment. And there's another one as well. Disgust, yeah.
Envy, you've got as well.
Envy was already there, I think.
Oh, no, you've got embarrassment, anxiety, disgust. No, disgust was already there, wasn't it?
Disgust is a new one.
Yeah. Disgust, anxiety, and embarrassment.
It's literally what you would find in a stereotypical 13-year-old's mind.
Yeah.
Because obviously she's 13 in this, so.
Yeah, and the regular cast are back. Amy Poehler is back as Joy. Phyllis Smith is back as Sadness.
Fear.
Lewis Black is back as Anger. Tony Howe as Fear. Lisa LaPree as Disgust. That's what I got on my list here.
Yeah.
I'll probably have to check out the first one just because I know it's a good movie. It's just, you know, I don't get around to watching kids' movies very much.
It's a bit sad, to be fair.
I know, yeah.
The whole Bing Bong bit is Bing what gets bong. Alice. Take her to the moon for me. That probably gets it. Apparently, that gets a lot of people.
I feel a lot of Pixar movies recently haven't been capturing the zeitgeist, like the public's attention, as much as like they used to. Like Frozen, obviously, was fucking everywhere. Moana was everywhere.
Yeah, the thing is, I think with Frozen and Moana, they hit something. I wouldn't necessarily say, well, yes, special, yes, to me, not really. But they hit something that was heavily marketable. That's what it was. I know their stuff is anyway, but I haven't seen them do something like that since what? Is Finding Nemo Pixar or is that Disney?
No, it's Pixar. But again, Nemo, like, I feel like Frozen and Moana were the last two like huge ones. Encanto and like Soul just were good movies, but they didn't like get.
They didn't hit as hard.
Speaking of Moana, Mitch, there's going to be a Moana sequel as well at the end of the year.
November 27th.
Who is The Rock back for that one?
Is Rock back as Maui?
Is Rock going to job?
Rock never jobs.
I don't know if Lin-Manuel Miranda is actually writing the music for this, though. Like he did.
Surely he's been right. It's pretty much his job now, isn't he? He writes all the music for the Pixar movies. I saw him in an episode of House, which was crazy.
Yeah, the same day Moana 2 comes out, Wicked comes out.
It's got Ariana Grande in it, hasn't it? Wicked.
It has
Glinda, the good.
No interest whatsoever in
watching I have seen the musical Wicked twice.
So have I.
I probably will end up watching it because Alice is obsessed with said musical, so she will probably want to watch the film. So
they said this was originally going to be a 2-part film. Whether it is or not, I don't know.
I don't think it is.
Do you know Keala Settle, the one that was in Great Showman?
No, never
seen
it.
The fat lady with the beard.
Nope, never seen it.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
She's in Wicked.
Oh, and Jeff Goldblum is apparently going to be playing the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I knew it. As soon as you said Jeff Goldblum, I was like, he's playing the Wizard. He's definitely playing it.
I meant to pronounce that Jeff Goldblum. There you go. He always has a weird inflection of everything he says. He's Jeff Goldblum?
He's just like, the Wizard of Oz.
Something else that jumps out to me, which is something that me and my missus have been liking, is have you ever seen A Quiet Place?
Yeah,
it's a horror movie, but a horror monster movie is the way I'd
say it's a suspense, like a suspense thriller.
Yeah, they've had two movies so far. John Krasinski and Emily Blunt are obviously a real life couple, but they're, you know, they're portraying a couple as well in this. They have a deaf daughter and another child. Emily Blunt's heavily pregnant in the first one. I won't spoil the way the movies go, but basically in this
sound, the sound will trigger the monsters to come to you. You will die.
Yeah, and these are unstoppable monsters. They've got like armor which can't be pierced by bullets or anything like that. So
to the point where they literally speak in sign language. The film is subtitled because they do not speak. It's all sign language.
And hence why it's called A Quiet Place. And so the first two movies, obviously the second one follows on for the events of the first one, but this movie is called A Quiet Place Day One. It's going to be a prequel. And so that means John Krasinski is back. And I'm so happy about that because I love John Krasinski. He's fucking fantastic, man. I always love him for being Jim.
I love him because he was Mr. Fantastic too, and he was great.
Yeah. But I'm saying this without seeing who the cast is. And then I look at the cast and I see there's no Emily Blunt and no John Krasinski. But what I do see is Joseph Quinn again. Eddie Munson is getting that. He's getting so many paper jobs after.
Well, he's also
acts as one character in a real massive TV season, just
what a character he was.
Indeed.
He's also been cast as Johnny Storm in a new Fantastic Four film as well. So he's gonna get that. He's gonna get that Disney money, that Fantastic Four money.
Good for Joseph Quinn. He is a Brit, so you know,
out of the British.
One more. I was just going to say, if John Krasinski isn't in that movie, he will be producing it because he's produced the last two. Anyway, sorry.
There's another film out this year that keep beating with a stick.
Yep.
And that's Saw 11.
Oh my God.
I mean, I've seen Saw 1. He died and came back, I swear.
I can't. I'll be honest, I can't really watch them films. I've got quite a strong stomach, but I got halfway through Saw, the first one, and I just can't watch them. I tried watching, like, I had to turn Hostel off after the first like 20 minutes.
I liked Saw 1 because you know, it's one of those things that came out at a time when, you know, group of you go on a scary movie or whatever. I really liked it mainly because I was not calling the twist at the end that the body that was laying in there the whole time was the bad guy, which I thought was really, really like clever. I didn't then go on to pursue to watch the other ones though.
I think I saw 1, 2, and 3, and it just stopped.
What's the one with the hypodermic needles? Is that the first one?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that was the. That was the final point. I was like, nah.
All I know is that they got a reputation for always having a twist at the end, and then to the point where one of the twists at the end of the movie was there was no twist at the end. But yeah, they're doing.
There was a twist at the end of one of them where if they all put their hand in something to spill blood, they would have survived.
Oh, there you go. Whatever one that was, out of all the other previous 10.
And then we'll just call that Saw ?
I think it might have been Saw 4 or something like that.
Something I can't believe they are still milking is Despicable Me 4.
Yeah, I'm not
surprised. They've got a baby this time.
Yeah. Back return of Steve Carell and Kristen Wiig.
I like Despicable Me. Okay, I like Despicable Me. It's funny. It's mainly because it's Steve Carell. It's just great.
I thought they'd already kind of like spun it off into the Minions, concentrating on them. So I didn't realize they were still going on with like Despicable Me.
Gone with Despicable Me to number 3, and I think Minions is now number 3 or something like that.
Minions, they've just had Minions, The Rise of Gru. So they literally have done, they've done Gru as a bad guy, Gru as a good guy, Gru as a dad, Gru as a kid. The Minions as kids, or I'll say kids.
I haven't watched any of these movies.
And now Gru as a biological dad to his child.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. But anyway, it's star-studded. The cast, from what I see, Steve Coogan's in it, and as I say, Kristen Wiig, Will Ferrell, Sofia Vergara is going to be in this new one as well. Liam made a face. And that's in the beginning of July.
You know what else is in July?
That looks really good.
The sequel to Twister, though. It's a sequel to Twister. Bill Pullman, or is it Paxton? I can't remember. Helen Hunt was in that.
That does look good. That does look good, but it just looks exactly the same as the first one.
No,
but there's two rather than just the one.
There's two Twisters.
Yeah,
like aliens.
No. The most anticipated film. The most anticipated film for me. Deadpool and Wolverine. I cannot wait for that film to come out. I'm so excited. Like the fact that Hugh Jackman hung up his claws after Logan, which is a great film. It's a very good film. Not even just like a superhero film. It's if you haven't seen it, it's pretty much the death of Wolverine, the death of Charles Xavier, the death of the X-Men. And now Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool is just it's perfect. I think the plot is going to be this is the film where Deadpool becomes part of the MCU, so he is no longer going to be in a standalone universe.
And this is the start of the Secret Wars.
This apparently, yes, because there's a in the trailer there is a Secret Wars comic. There's loads of little things. There's like I've seen a still from it where he's sat on a bed that looks like it's like a skull, which was the bed that the Hulk was sat on in Ragnarok. So there's a lot of things it could be, but I just can't wait to see the natural chemistry between Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds, because them two together as themselves, hilarious.
Yes.
So, and I'm looking forward to it.
All we're missing is Jake Gyllenhaal.
So Deadpool's obviously MCU.
Not yet. In this is when he will be. Because he's got. Have you seen Deadpool 2? No.
Yes.
Have you seen Deadpool 2? So you know, obviously, Cable's got that thing that and he fixes it and he goes back in time. He goes to universes, kills himself twice, actually. So he's going to use that.
Kill Hitler.
He does kill Baby Hitler, actually.
He does, yes.
But what happens is on this one, have you seen Loki?
No.
Okay, so this is what people. This is. I understand this is why people get pissed off, because if you haven't seen Loki, it's gonna make no sense.
I'm gonna go do something else for a bit.
So, in Loki, I'll keep it short. In Loki, there's something called the TVA, which basically monitors timelines.
Yeah.
He gets picked up by them. That's how he ends up in the right place. That's literally it.
They show that.
Yeah, they show that. Yeah. So he goes in that room. He goes into that room. He becomes part of. He basically gets sent to that timeline, and that's the whole. That's all we know. That's all we know. And I imagine that hilarity will ensue. There's supposed to be a Lady Deadpool in it. There's supposed to be cameos. Yeah, Lady Paul. There's supposed to be cameos from various other people playing various characters, because it's obviously going to be.
I can let you know. Like I have the cast.
No, don't ruin it.
Okay.
I've stayed away from everything.
I mean, look, we did a video.
Can I tell you that Hugh Jackman is definitely in it?
Yeah.
I know he's definitely in it.
He knows he's in it, yeah. The thing is called Deadpool and Wolverine, isn't it?
You've seen the trailer with Peter Delaney in it, haven't you?
I don't know who Peter Delaney is.
He plays Peter.
The best thing about that trailer is Deadpool wearing a wig. It's fucking hell. It's the worst wig ever. It's hilarious. I love it. It's great.
We did a video where we were saying about should comic movies kind of like stop for a bit. My argument kind of for comic book movies carrying on was for Guardians of the Galaxy was one of them, but the third one wasn't as great. But Deadpool is the other thing that should carry on.
The third Guardians of the Galaxy film was very hard to watch.
It just wasn't as strong as like the other two. Whereas Deadpool, I imagine if Ryan Reynolds is still involved and like in the
process of it, he's still got full creativity of it.
Yep,
I imagine.
Because didn't Disney try and sue him?
They tried and failed. They tried and failed. Either way,
because he's making R-rated
Well, no, that was the thing. That was why it took so long. It's taken so long to get there because they didn't believe that Deadpool would have made would be like it'd be like a flash in a pan.
Yeah.
But obviously, the second one's come out, and everyone's been like clamoring for the third one for so long. And I love the way they announced it. Was literally they were doing a it was just him, Hugh Jackman, and Ryan Reynolds on a sofa, and Hugh Jackman walks off and he goes, "Hey, Hugh. You want to be Wolverine?" And he just goes, "Yeah," and walks off. And then it comes up, bang, Deadpool 3. That's the very first thing. So, but the other comic book film is coming out, which has got Aaron Taylor Johnson in it, which was in, he played Kick-Ass. He was Quicksilver. Who else was he? He was also in Bullet Train. He played, what was the name?
Not Brad Pitt.
No, not Brad Pitt.
Was yeah. he one of the Assassin brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, was he one of the Assassin brothers? Okay.
Oh, what were their names?
Pinky Lemon. And something?
Wasn't it Lemon?
Something like that. Something,
either
something
way, stupid. He's in Bullet Train. And he's playing, it is Craven. So that's the one for, it's a Sony film. So Mitch is going to hate it.
I'm surprised you didn't see the other one.
What, Madam Web?
No, Venom 3.
I haven't got there yet. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
But, you know. Stamp all over it. Nah, but Craven is supposed to be really good. But again, I've read the reviews on Madam Web. I've seen half of Morbius, so I don't hold much. I don't hold much hope. And I like Craven. I'm playing Spider-Man 2 at the minute, and Craven is the bad guy in it, and Craven's fantastic. So if they fucking ruin this, then Sony can just go fuck themselves. They better sign all the rights over to all the Spider-Man stuff.
Spider-Man.
Just sign it all
over. They can hold on to Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, they can do that. But and Venom 3, obviously, was going to be great. It's Tom Hardy. It's going to be fantastic. Yeah. It's
going to be great. They're bringing Spider-Man into this one now?
Rumours, yes.
And it Garfield?
Rumours, again.
Garfield, well, with the cat, it's going to be Chris Pratt.
No.
Bill Murray.
It's Bill Murray.
He's been tricked into it again.
Bill Murray. Yeah, I mean, there'll be.
My time is to shine.
Is Into the Spider-Verse this year? The second part? Is that next year?
From what I see, I don't see any Into the
Spider-Verse.
Last year.
It's 2026. Yeah. It's 2026. Yeah, yeah. They pushed it back because it's taken so long to animate it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's coming out in just after the summer because from all the summer blockbusters I see, nothing really jumps out. I mean, there's a new Alien, but last couple of Aliens haven't been too great.
You've seen one Alien film, you've seen them all. Really, they've done a prequel.
Yeah, but in early September they're doing a second Beetlejuice. Yeah. Beetlejuice is what it's called with Michael Keaton coming back.
30 years in the movie or something like that.
Yep, Jenna Ortega's in it. It was obviously Wednesday, playing his daughter, playing Lydia's daughter.
Did you say Jenna Ortega or Genital Taker?
Jenna Ortega.
It sounded like you said Genital Taker.
Yeah, Jenna Ortega.
Is Winona Ryder in it?
Yeah.
Is Christina Ritchie in it somewhere?
I think she's helping direct it.
Well, Christina Ritchie. Nice.
Yeah.
Willem Dafoe's in it as well.
That guy's so weird.
He was really good.
He's a weird dude.
Christina Ritchie was the reason Jenna Ortega got this role.
Well, I'm saying Jenna Ortega is basically the modern day Christina Ritchie, isn't she?
Yeah.
The horror. We'll say horror, like Wednesday, in it. Wednesday's a very good series. I don't know if you haven't seen it. I'd say watch it.
This also another sequel for the losers and the nerds out there. Transformers 1.
That's got a strong lineup in it as well.
I'm sorry, I can't with Transformers, man. Transformers 1 was very, very good. Like the very first Transformers film, it was okay.
Well, this is Transformers 1.
The second one was all right. Dark Side of the Moon was terrible.
Yeah.
Then they had. What was after that? Then it was the one with Mark Wahlberg, the very first one with him in it. Then they did Beast Wars, and that was just...
I miss actual Cannibal Shia LaBeouf. Yeah, so great.
Yes.
Look, But this one has got is like a prequel kind of thing. It's apparently supposed to be focusing on the relationship between Optimus Prime and Megatron. So I'm guessing it's like some kind of like origin story.
Is this going to be set on planet? Is this going to be put on planet Cybertron?
Cybertron. Apparently, Chris Hemsworth is the mainly voice actors in this. Chris Hemsworth.
An origin set on Cybertron.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Keegan-Michael Key is going to be playing Bumblebee, so there's going to be some comedy in it, I guess, with Bumblebee.
This is going to be funny, yeah.
Yeah, John Hamm's in it as Sentinel Prime, and Lawrence Fishburne as Alpha Trion.
Fishburne. Ooh.
Mm.
Maybe.
I don't know if Michael Bay is attached. Let me see.
If Michael Bay's attached, it's going to be like the end of the first one. All of a sudden, Linkin Park will start playing.
he's not directing it. I know that much.
Who's directing it?
I think it's Chris Foley.
Never fucking heard of him. That's a lie. I have heard that name somewhere.
No, Josh Cooley.
No, I've definitely not heard that, brother. Yeah. No.
Apart from that, we can go into like the end of the year now. They're remaking the Karate Kid.
Yep.
They're going to do a Karate
Kid movie. Is this because of Cobra Kai?
I hope so. But the
Jackie Chan is in it.
Jackie Chan's coming back as like Mr. Han, who was the
He's gonna play Mr. Han again with a different
Ralph
Macchio is in it as well, who is also in Cobra Kai. So I think the finale, the finish point of Cobra Kai is this year. I've been following it. It's been fucking brilliant. I love.
So do you think it's gonna set up the film?
I feel like it will end, and then they will kind of be setting up to like the new Karate Kid that's going to.
At least it will be in the same universe.
I hope so. I want Billy Zabka to be in this. I don't see him in here.
Is that the bad guy? I checked the whole cast.
No, it's the good guy. What are you talking about? The bad guy's Ralph Macchio. He just comes in and takes this guy's girl.
In the film.
Yeah.
That's the bad guy. Yeah. I've not seen Cobra Kai.
Yes, but Cobra Kai, Billy Zabka is the good guy because it's not his Karate Kids. Ralph Macchio's the arsehole. And I agree, he is the arsehole. How I Met Your Mother.
Do you want to do the other one for the, as you said, the Virgins?
I've done all the comic book films. Oh.
Lord of the Rings, The War of the
Rohirrim.
Rohirrim.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's animated. Yeah. I think it's an animated film.
I don't see anything about it. I don't see if it's going to be live action or...
The untold story behind Helm's Deep, hundreds of years before the fateful war.
Gay.
I love Lord of the Rings, the original three. The Hobbit...
Might be a live action.
I haven't watched The Rings of Power. From what I hear, it's pretty... it's not as good as House of Dragon has been, is what I can say, because they both came out at the same time. I can't see anything about it, but you know, it's Lord of the Rings, so it's going to be watched by. But it's not directed by Peter Jackson, so a new guy's taking over it. We'll see how he does.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
This are they doing a Disney live action thing with Lion King?
Yeah, they've got Mufasa.
What? Yeah,
Mufasa is the Lion King.
It's a live action prequel to Lion King. It seems like Seth Rogen is voicing Pumbaa.
He voiced Pumbaa last time, but
he voiced Pumbaa in the live action Lion King.
That's more importantly,
Billy Eichner is Timon.
It's just
really loud, annoying voice.
Why are you doing a prequel to Lion King?
Well, because they can't, they haven't got any original
stories anymore.
So they can't get yelled at.
Yeah, but
if they change the race to Little Mermaid, then people get annoyed of them. So now they can't just stick with animals.
I'll be honest, I've seen me and Alice watched about an hour of the first of the new Little Mermaid. It was just shit. I don't like any of the new.
Live action.
That's a lie. One, Jungle Book.
Yeah,
the only one I like.
Christopher Walken. I did not like that at all.
Oh,
Christopher Walken plays King.
Yeah, I know. What's
his name? King Louis. King Louis. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, the but king. I didn't like that.
I'm the king. Yeah. The swingers. Ho.
Oh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I want to be like you. Ooh, ooh.
Love Christopher Walken. Right, last one for last end of the year sequel that looks, I'm going to say, like, I haven't seen any of the movies, but I know they're good. Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Oh, mate, Sonic 1 and 2 is so good.
I still need to see number 2.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey's back. Jim Carrey's back.
Jim Carrey is Dr. Robotnik is fantastic. So in the second one, we get Knuckles.
Yep.
And the third one, I believe we get Shadow. For you, for those who are not,
I like clued up.
Shadow is.
I played Sonic Heroes.
That's a good game, to be fair. I mean, it's Shadow. Not, I don't terrible, know. Though. No, it's a, no. For back when it was, that was a great game. Don't know who Shadow is. All I know is basically a black and red Sonic.
Yeah, Dark Sonic, emo Sonic.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, like I said. I haven't seen the other two movies. I probably will check them out.
I recommend watching them because the fact that the community made the animators delay the film, delaying the film and change the eyes.
Yeah. And the feet. It was the feet as well.
And the feet. To be fair, if you watch the first film, it's actually very, very good. It's not, you don't even need to like be the biggest Sonic fan.
No.
Because it is very good. Well. And Jim Carrey is just top tier. Just cracked out the whole time. It's hilarious. He improvises a scene in it where he's got to do some sort of like science experiment. And he just apparently it was just he had to just do it. He started breakdancing. It's brilliant. It's so good.
Yeah. There's the one where I saw the clip of him in the first one where he has the argument about how like he wasn't expecting something. That's why I can't expect it. I mean, I wasn't expecting it kind of thing.
Yeah.
I would say like some sequels have hope and then other sequels don't. It's what
you don't want to see what's coming out in 2025 then.
I'll stick to all this year, I feel.
Well, I will mention one. Because Liam mentioned it earlier, Nosferatu. That is out on the 1st of January.
Oh, who would have thought it would be Coach Ferratu?
wait. That was his name?
His name is Coach Ferratu? Might be a jerk. I feel like everyone's looking at me.
It's a regular name like John.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about that Nosferatu movie.
It's a vampire film. That's all I know.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's nothing.
It won't be shiny, sparkly vampires.
Not that you think. Yeah. Well, you never know.
Yeah. But I can't honestly say there's anything there that jumps out to me. It's going to be nominated for an Oscar next year. But, like, that doesn't mean, well, for this year. But that doesn't mean anything. Because, like, if you'd have said to me, like, last year that Barbie was going to be nominated for an Oscar, I'd be like, yeah, fuck off. You know, but, true. You know, like, some things just do. You know,
only it could never be nominated, has it?
No. If it has, it would have been an animated feature if it has, but I don't think it has.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Academy likes to go a bit more, you know, highbrow.
Yeah.
Not so much the boom boom.
Yeah.
Unless it's, you know, Black Panther got nominated for an Oscar 1 year for Best Picture.
It didn't. Angela Bassett got nominated for an Oscar for Black Panther 2. It's the only Marvel film that has actually... been nominated for an Oscar for anything.
There you go.
I think.
But we'll get to what happens at this year's Oscars in Idle Chat.
Oh,
but yeah, that's a good hour of recording.
Yeah, that's enough. That do. Yeah. That's all.
Is there anything there that would actually tempt you guys to go to the cinema? Because I'm probably going to go to the cinema and see a lot of these movies. But is there anything there other than Deadpool, Wolverine, Liam?
Nope.
What a waste of time. The
Disney ones will come out on Disney Plus, so we'll just watch them on Disney Plus.
In all fairness, to go to the cinema now, it's like 13, 14 quid a ticket. It's expensive.
Go on a weekday. That's what we do.
It's the same price.
Go to the like £4 one near me.
Mark, oh, like, pretty cheap. Yeah, and it will cost me £15. No, it's Odeon.
Odeon. Ah, you need to go to like a Cineworld or a View or something. Yeah,
the nearest Cineworld or View to me is like Lakeside, and I'm not.
I went to the Cineworld to see The Iron Claw, and I was shocked at like how many stairs I had to go up to go to the cinema. And then I was shocked at how small the screen and the room.
You were ill. You were ill after that. Did going up all them stairs make you ill?
No.
Too much exercise. You know that when they say exercise is
bad for you. Yeah.
Exercise is bad for you. Yeah. Well, the Chinese buffet after maybe could have done something. True. But anyway,
take your own plate.
I didn't take my own plate, in fairness. There we go.
Oh, wow. That's the thing. There you go. There you go. Well, that's your rundown for the some of your anticipated films of the year. You can find. I mean, I'm pretty sure we've done this before. Actually, we've definitely gone through them before. We talk a lot about films, so any films that are sort of reviews or rundowns, they're all available on all podcasting platforms, along with all of our allow me to put my teeth back in. Along with all of our other episodes. You can find us on X and on Instagram at Weight World Pod Trio, YouTube Weight World Podcast, and TikTok at The Weight World Podcast.
Thanks up, guys. Keep on trucking.
Thanks.